Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Scott Matthews is a professor of environmental engineering and public policy at Carnegie Mellon's Green Design Institute. He's on the vanguard of sustainable engineering, which is attempting to bring infrastructure up to code with the principles of sustainability. Much of the nation's infrastructure has to be updated or replaced within the next few years, and there's a demand for new infrastructure systems in the developing world. With so much designing and building going on, Matthew says there is a huge opportunity for engineers to reduce infrastructure's impact on the environment.
What are the basic ideas behind sustainable engineering and what you teach?
Sustainable engineering is trying to think about how holistically the system can be put together that we're actually building things that are thinking sustainably, because engineers are going to be, in the future, asked to make the decisions that are going to affect the amount of resources used. And hopefully what we're going to be teaching them is to how to use them efficiently and also to be aware of which of the resources are most scarce and which we might need to protect more than others.
What are some of the basic tenets when you're trying to make engineering decisions the way that it's traditionally been done and versus a new way of thinking more sustainably?
Well, I mean, without boiling it down too simply, what we've put into place in terms of engineering curriculum up till now has been very focused on sort of management of cost, right? We're going to try to build the best possible thing at the most reasonable possible cost. And that doesn't mean necessarily at the lowest possible cost, but at the sort of cost that perhaps the marketing people tell them that if we can get the cost to this level, we're going to sell a million of these. The problem there is that in some cases, doing that is using methods or resources that we've underpriced. And so people are saying, well, we can just make this thing that runs on electricity or runs on energy without the consideration that what we're actually paying for energy is not at all representative of how scarce that is. If we thought about that a little bit more, would completely change how we design these things.
That's very interesting. And how would you begin to kind of realign the way that you think about the way things are priced?
Here's an easy example. If we think about water, most people pay very little for water at their homes, but they pay an awful lot of money for water when they're out and about. Bottled water, for example, might be $8 to $10 a gallon, whereas people are generally speaking paying in the pennies per gallon at their house. There's a big difference in how much the value of water is, not the price of water. So whether you're talking about that 1 cent per gallon or that $10 per gallon, somewhere in there is really what the value of the water is. And, you know, thinking about what the value of water is incorporates such things as where do we have to get this water from, what are the issues with respect to water rights, and whether we use it for agriculture or our homes or washing our cars. There's lots of things that are embedded in there that we don't at all consider when we subsidize water and when we give people water at very low prices.
So how can you begin to fit that real value into engineering when the actual price doesn't really reflect that yet?
So if the goal is to make people, in a sense, change the way they're either designing products or using products, what you can do is consider design frameworks where those real values of the resources are actually what's sort of in the model, right? If you're going to design something that uses a lot of water and you're currently just thinking about the cost of that water as opposed to the value of the water, you get very different decisions at the design phase, which may in fact almost tend to eliminate the use of water or the need for water because it's too expensive.
I have just one more question.
Yep.
If you could kind of start out with a clean slate of the world and kind of build your own sustainable infrastructure and buildings from there, what would that world look like?
I think it has to start with a much more sustainable energy system. I think if we can if we could have figured out much sooner and earlier how to power the stuff that we use on a daily basis with much less environmental impact, then the other things that we're trying to do now in sustainable engineering would be much easier, because the idea of the environmental impact of our fuels and electricity being so damaging to the environment means that we can never really get away in worrying about sustainable products and engineering until we solve that.
That was Scott Matthews of the Green Design Institute at Carnegie Mellon University. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and this is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.